Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hinn, along with Todd, the radio god, from the studios of 550K Fire, the mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains, Bismarck Mandan, and, of course, welcome our listeners all across the Northern Plains, whether you're listening on 550K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch to western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, AM 1090 KTGO. In Tioga, Bach and Beacon Radio, or you can follow us there, or KLTC and Dickinson. iHeartMedia, 24/7, the apps at flagfamily.com. A lot of ways you can listen to us, and we appreciate it. What's on your mind? Tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer, normally here on Wednesdays, and we actually adjusted the time a bit to do a 9:30 to 10:30 talk radio town hall today with Congressman Cramer. And evidently, I don't know if this is related to the inch they had of snow or what, but everything's out of kittywampus today in Congress. So. And evidently the leadership held a press conference that they called Congressman Cramer into specifically to talk about the Keystone XL pipeline issue. And anyway, we're not sure when Congressman Cramer is going to call in or if. And when he does, he'll be here. In the meantime, consider me your punching bag, at least if you're from Wahpeton, anyway. Because some folks are not happy with my comments, and that's fine. I don't mind at all. What I'm trying to say is, I don't know if I'm saying it well, but I think the way for, if you believe, and I would be in this camp, that a more conservative approach to running the federal government than certainly Obama is doing, and even some of the Republican leadership is doing, while we weather the storm of the Obama administration. The best way to do that is to take a block, for lack of a better term, of the Tea Party conservative wing of the party, and to speak with one voice with the leadership and influence change within the Republican caucus. Rather than what I would call going rogue, and that is that, okay, you're all splintered. And the vote on the speaker was a prime example. And, you know, I don't know. Tell me. I don't think that everybody listening today, folks that are out there driving a truck, milking a cow, fixing fence on a ranch, working the counter at a store, everyday folks going about trying to make their life, I don't think they get wrapped up about if John Boehner is speaker or not, or whether or not a vote on a continuing resolution is 2 months or 6 months or 9 months. I just think that, that's such inside baseball, I don't think people really care. But to the extent you care, you're paying attention to this, and you want it done differently, look, it's a lot easier to say, here's some folks that I'm not going to agree with on everything, but I'm going to move them just as far as they can be moved. So we as conservatives can better take on the country going the wrong way. I think that's a better way to do it. And when I say going rogue, let me use the example yesterday of the speaker's vote and Louis Gohmert, who was on a number of national talk radio programs, good guy, on Fox News. Vote for me, vote for me. I'm going to take out John Boehner. He got 3 votes. So one guy gets 3 votes, another guy gets 5, another guy gets 6, 7, 8, and it's completely fractured. What did that accomplish? It diminishes the Tea Party conservative wing. So. Anyway, that's my take on it. All right, you can disagree with me, and I'd love to have a conversation with you. I know John Wahpeton was a little heated up, and we both got a little heated up. That's all right. It happens every now and then. But let's just talk about it here today. All right, let's get back to the phones at 800-228-0550, 701-258-050. Congressman Cramer will be here. We think at some point he's actually in a leadership meeting right now, actually a national press conference on the Keystone XL pipeline. So that's what's going on here. And then Senator Rich Warner at the bottom of the hour. Cheryl in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning and Happy New Year to everybody. The reason I'm calling today is I want to talk about integrity. Integrity in the Webster Dictionary is honesty, sincerity, and uprightness. Now, for Gohmert to stand up and give his integrity thoughts to the people, he stood beside what he told his constituents he was going to do for them. He is a conservative. 70% of the Republicans want conservative organization. We vote for Kramer, Hoeven, and whoever else to go in there and represent the conservative vote of the people that put them into office. What do? They side with Boehner and with McConnell and with Obama and say, okay, well, next time we're going to vote the way our people want us to. Well, how many times do we have to be told wolf before we believe that these people are actually going to do what we put them in there to do? I'm sorry. Once somebody has lied to me, I have lost all respect for that person, and I do not believe anything they say anymore. And the most important thing for me is most of the legislators that get in, somebody said it's public service. I don't consider it public service. Public service is working for the police department, the fire department, or the armed services. Public service for these people is to get that cushioning nest built up for them in Washington where they'll live on our dime for the rest of their luxurious life. I'm sorry, sir, I have been fed up with all of these people that are in Washington, D.C. There is no integrity in anything they say. We're going to get 72 hours to read a bill. That's what Boehner told us the last time he got in. Really? They never even read half of this stuff that they're saying yes to. I'm sorry. I'm fed up. I'm with the Tea Party people. It took a few rogue people back in the Tea Party day to actually get this country on track. And now here we are in the same position again. I want integrity in our people. Vote the way you said you were going to vote for us. Not just once, but always. And which vote should we believe that you're taking? I'm sorry, and that's all I have to let you
know. Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry for sharing your opinion and telling us what's on your mind, Cheryl. Thank you. John in Minot, what's on your mind?
Scott, I listen to this program a lot, and I like it a lot, but this morning I think you need to change the name of the program. Instead of calling it What's on Your Mind, we should call it What's on Your Mind, unless you want to speak about conservatism, and then it's What's on Scott's Mind, because then Scott wants to drown out everybody who wants to speak up against these conservatives, so-called conservatives, who are nothing but a bunch of wimps, who are just Democrats in disguise. If you would allow some conservatives to speak their opinion this morning, you'd find out that we, the voters, did not send them to Washington to act like Democrats. We sent them to Washington to act like conservatives. And that's what's pissing us off. Thank you much.
Yeah, no, I don't know, you know, again, I'm, some people are calling to disagree with what I said, so I'm going to respond to it, but I don't need to be heard. I'm listening. Have at it. Norbert in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Norbert.
Yes, I'm just calling to say that I'm tired. I, too, am tired of our Republican leadership. And I can remember back when, about 2010, 12, Delaware Tea Party put in a young lady, and Karl Rove was on with Sean Hannity that night, and he said, the Tea Party got her elected as a candidate, let them push her across the line. And the Republican leadership did not help that poor lady. The Republican Party did not give her much. So we're supposed to support the Republican leadership, but I don't see them supporting the Tea Party candidates that do get elected. And that's what bothers me. You know, last time you had Kevin Cramer on, he said there are lots of factions to a party, and he's right. But the Tea Party faction of the Republican Party gets very little respect from the Tea Party, from the Republican leadership. And I guess that's all I have to say, and thank you for letting me voice my opinion.
Appreciate the call, Norbert. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Steve's traveling today and listening to the program. Steve, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, I get the frustration. I mean, I consider myself a very staunch conservative, but you also have to be a realist. We live in a representative republic. It's a genius design in government. It's designed to be very inefficient so that one group of people cannot take the country and run with it. So when the Kevin Cramers of the world have to pick their battles and make certain votes to gain some loyalty to try to pass some things down the road, that's how Congress works. If you are the minority, and in this case the Tea Party is an extreme minority that is now part of a larger majority of a relatively moderate leadership, you've got to dance with them once in a while or you will get nothing done. So this screaming from the mountaintops, I love it. I love the passion. I wanted to keep voting, but you've got to take it in stages. It's the only way government works. It's how it was designed.
Especially if you want to take the White House back in 2016. Steve, well said. Elliot and Williston, Aaron and Driscoll, when we come back, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. You know, every night I lay my hand down on the pillow, wherever I'm at. I think about this conversation I have with you listeners on the air about it. And I've been doing the talk radio thing since, the late 80s. And rarely do I recall a product that I'm just so passionate about, that's just fun to talk about, and that you is such a regular part of your everyday life. So there's a part of me every night I put my head in the pillow and go, Ah, tomorrow I get to talk about this great pillow. And it is a great pillow. And we have a great deal on the great pillows that Todd and I have heartily endorsed because they are so wonderful. They stay cool. That's kind of nice. You don't toss and turn them. They're machine washable and dryable like a favorite pair of blue jeans. They're non-allergenic. 10-year warranty. What if anything comes with a 10-year warranty? That it will not go flat. Plus a 60-night money-back guarantee. If you go to MyPillow.com, you use the promo code SCOTT, you can take advantage of the 2-for-1 deal. That's to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. 800-506-9028. If you prefer to just talk to somebody and order it that way, 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com. Also brought to you today by BNSF Railway. By the way, they are hiring thousands of new folks this year. Over 400 have been hired in North Dakota alone. If you're interested in learning more about a career in the railroad industry, visit them at BNSF.com/careers. And we're headed to Frisco, Texas. Friday show coming to you live from Frisco, along with the herd. Brought to you by, among others, First International Bank of Trust, the Go Bison Studios, live from Frisco, Friday and Saturday. Listen for it. Look forward to it. Who's next? Elliot in Williston. Hey, Elliot, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. Is it me?
It is, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, okay. One thing I had to say is Boehner's been in there for a couple of years now, had some power, and did nothing with it. When we told him to stop Obama, all he did is hand Obama a blank check. That's not what we put him in there to do. And if he's not going to be a man and stand up to Obama, he needs to be put out to pasture, period.
Can I just inject one thing on the blank check?
Yeah.
If you look at the spending under Barack Obama with a Democratic House and Senate and compare it to the spending of Barack Obama with a Democratic Senate but a Republican House, the spending has gone down. Now, is it as much as you'd want, Elliot? No, but I mean, I don't think it's a factual point to say John Boehner gave Barack Obama a blank check and said do whatever you want. And I factually can prove to you the spending has been reduced. Again, not as much as I'd like because it's still you still got a Democratic president and you had up until a week or so ago a Harry Reid running the Senate. So it's not as much as any of us would like.
But it's not the spending that I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the House has the power of the purse. They can say no to whatever Obama wants to spend on his illegal activities. They have the power to say no, and he throws it away. He has never used it against Obama. Not once has he used the power he was given by the founders. The founders gave their lives to found this country. They were there fighting to give us freedom. They were, if they would have failed, they would have been hung for treason. They did not stop. They were men. They stood up for what was right, not protecting their position, not protecting their committees or whatever everybody else was there trying to protect. Let's say these 25 men that stood up and said, no, we're not going to take this anymore. We want Boehner out. If they would have won, do you think any of the people involved in that would have lost anything at all? Or would they have gained something from doing it? That's the point. I'm not knocking you, but I'm just saying, Boehner is not doing his job. He is not doing anything when he throws away the only powers the House has. That's my objection to Boehner.
Right, but again, you can do something in the House. It's got to go to the Senate, and until recently, it was Harry Reid, right? And then it's got to go over to the president's desk. So I'm with you. Now, obviously, they played that card. There was a government shutdown that, if you look at polls, didn't help Republicans much. Unfortunately, they played a card. They tried it. I think a better use of our energy, quite honestly, is to say today forward, with now a Republican House and Senate, knowing you still have a president, and the Keystone XL pipeline's prime example. They've got the votes to pass it. They're going to pass it. Harry Reid can't block it. Guess what? He's going to veto it. some of our frustration is going to remain. I'd like to see conservatives be on one team. Understand you're not going to get everything you like, but be on one team and go at it with a strategy as Republicans at all levels of the ideological spectrum, going right up to the edge. Because if you go off the reservation, then what you do is force them to get Democratic votes, and then we're really not going to like it. And that's kind of what happened in the last go-around, where we'd have liked a shorter funding of the government, got a longer one. Aaron and Driscoll, you're next. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott. How are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Enjoying your show as usual, but I just can't believe that we cannot have any statesmen represented and cheer them and champion them, where these few Ted Cruz-like people get shoved off and say, well, if we can't have a unified conservative as Republicans, there is hardly any conservative Republicans left. Ted Cruz is probably one of them. So I don't know how we can keep saying that if they're not playing with the Republicans, they're not right. If you
I'm not saying they're not right. I hope you didn't hear me say that. I respect whether it's Ted Cruz or any of them, because I think what they do is they campaign and they go in there and they stick to their guns, right? So that's good. I'm saying, okay, what do we agree on in the end goal? Where do we want to go? Less spending, less government, less regulation. Okay, what's the lay of the land? Got a Democratic president. Now we got the Republican. What can we get done? Well, let's figure that out. What's realistic, and do it within the family, if you will. Knowing you're not going to get everything you like. Because I actually think, I bet if you sat Ted Cruz and Mitch McConnell down, I don't know who. And by the way, I don't know that this Boehner vote's a fair thing. Somebody called and wanted to know the ratio of votes, or texted Todd and said, what is the exact question, the ratio of constituents for and against Boehner? There's a 220 working majority that they believe they have of the Republicans, and 25 folks voted against him. So, there's support there. But Trey Gowdy voted for him. I mean, I don't think anybody doubts Trey Gowdy's conservative credentials, and people like Trent Franks and Matt Salmon and some of the more conservative voices. So it was fractured. It was kind of all over the place. But, what I'm saying is, I think if you sat some of these conservative folks down that are against Boehner, and the same with McConnell, you'd find their end game, where we want to get to, I bet you within 90% of agreeing on everything.
So wouldn't it make that?
You would disagree with that?
I would think most of these guys that are running the show are rhinos, and what they're trying to accomplish isn't even close to what should be done. And I think that when you get together and compromise and agree on something, you're giving up what the Ted Cruz or the conservative, actually any conservative, give up is 99% of what is right. They're selling out. It isn't doing anybody any good. And they shut the government down, and it was such a terrible thing because the people didn't like it. But I think it was right.
Right, it was principled, no question about it. I guess what I was getting at is I think the tactics of getting there is where the differences are, not on where we ultimately want to get. I don't think. We have a different opinion, Aaron, and I appreciate your opinion. I'm glad you called. What's on Your Mind is the name of the show for a reason. Senator Rich Wardner, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You have so much going for you, but you want more. You yearn for a career with purpose, where you can really make a difference. Your career purpose is more than climbing the corporate ladder and earning more money. It's about living the life you were designed to live and serving others. The goal of the University of Mary Graduate Business Degree is to help you rediscover your career potential and develop skills, knowledge, and experiences you'll need to make the positive change in your life. There is still time to get enrolled. Even though our class just began, apply for your graduate degree for free right now, and also get $1,000 towards your following summer class. That's right, $1,000. If you'd like more information, visit umary.edu/apply. That's umary.edu/apply. umary.edu/apply. Do it today.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com. or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serve USA helps America fuel better. And North Dakota tweeting, Philip in the shadow of the state capitol, Mandan, and as you head eastward, of course, make a stop in Valley City or Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're up in Bemidji, down in Wahpeton, Dilworth, Glendon. You're going to find a Petrol Serve USA location near you, give you lots of choice at the pump. They love the consumers deciding, do I want E10, do I want E15, do I want E20, do I want all the way up to E85? Your choice at the pump. Petroserve USA under the red, white, and blue banner. The folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. Petroserve USA. And, by the way, that great 4-for-4 deal is one of my all-time favorites, especially traveling. Just love it. You get a hot stuff personal pan pizza. You get a soda or a coffee. And you get two cookies, four items for $4. That's a nice little budget deal. Plus, look what you're paying for the price of gas. Can't beat that. All right. Obviously, we're going to have to reschedule Congressman Kevin Cramer. They ended up talking a lot about the Keystone XL pipeline today, and the schedule got all disrupted in Congress, so we'll just do a work to redo that later in the week. Appreciate all your calls, questions, and comments on the program today. I had one follow-up here before we go to our next guest. Listener said, what did you mean by the Republicans got hurt by the shutdown? They won by the biggest landslide in history less than a year later, Jeff. What I meant was the polling. If you look at the snapshot of the polling, even in North Dakota, there was damage to Republican candidates because of the shutdown that happened. The polling now, thankfully, folks liked Obama less, right? So I don't know that that's the barometer, but anyway, that answers that question, and won't be the last time we discuss any of these. Senator Rich Wardner, Republican leader of the state senate in North Dakota, on day two of the legislative session. Joins us to talk about the 79 days that lie ahead. Senator, welcome back to What's On Your Mind. How are you?
Well, thank you, Scott. I'm glad to be here.
So the big question, after hearing Governor Dalrymple on the State of the State talk specifically about some of the proposals that you put forward prior to the session. Yesterday we talked to Max Schneider, the Democratic leader. I said, what's your top priority? He said, oil patch funding. You know, everybody's on board, it seems, with your plan. The one thing that has changed rather considerably since you've announced them is the price of the oil, and potential impacts on the overall budget. A big picture, are your plans in any way going to change based on less total revenue coming into the state of North Dakota?
Well, at this time, Scott, no, because that money that we're going to be using for the funding in the oil patch is money that has already been collected. It's being collected right now. Now, I realize that there won't be as much in the SIF fund, Strategic Investment and Instruction Fund, at the end of the biennium because the prices have gone down the last 6 months of this biennium. So there won't be as much as we estimated, but there's still going to be more than enough for the oil patch. So we have the money. We may have to make some minor adjustments, but funding for oil patch I think, is one of the number one things, yes.
And that always was designed as early session funding as sort of an alternative to any of the talk of a special session or anything else to get ahead of, you know, planning. So you can schedule now for spring and get some of these projects done. By the way, Max Schneider seemed to agree that needed to be done quickly. What? Give us a sense of the timing. How quickly will that be voted on? What's your goal to get it in front of the governor?
Well, we have it scheduled for its first hearing in the Senate a week from this Friday, the 16th of January. And as soon as we have the hearing and we can get it up on the floor and moved over to the House. Now, there may have to be a few adjustments. I hope there are very few. We, with the downturn, we're, of course, concerned about some funding for some other infrastructure things, like for highways, especially in the state, and also state highways out there. We don't address state highways. The governor's jumpstart did address state highways. So we're doing a little searching for where we can get some funds to make sure that the state highway funds are still there.
All right. The other significant change was an alteration of the formula to turn that funnel upside down and get funding in a larger percentage to the communities that are impacted by oil and gas development. Give us an update on that. Will that be impacted by the change in the price in oil, and what do you expect on the timing of that one?
Well, that one will be introduced in the House, and they're just getting it, I think, turned in over there. That one is going forward. That one, we do not, the formula bill, as we call it, doesn't have to be done as quickly as the surge bill. Because the surge bill, as you said earlier, we need it for the 2015 construction season. We need to get it passed so that these political subs know that that money is coming and that they can do bids and they can get their contractors lined up. Whereas the formula bill, that is going forward, and that wouldn't take effect no matter what until July 1. Will it be affected? If prices are down, it's going to be affected. There won't be as much money going into the different funds in oil distribution. That's what will happen. And it will affect the counties. They won't get as much if the price is down.
You're from Dickinson. I mean, what's the talk about the price? Short term, you know, a bump, you know, how long is it going to last? What is it impacting, you know, folks' decisions in Dickinson about expansion or about continuing to keep up with this? What's, you know, give me your sense of what you're hearing on the ground in Dickinson about this.
Well, interesting that you would ask. Most people seem to think that this is going to be, you know, anywhere from 9 months to a year and a half. I am amazed in Dickinson. The hustle and the bustle is unbelievable. You would think we were just gearing up for a price increase in oil. But it really, at this point, hasn't really affected the activity in the oil fields around Dickinson because there so many of the service companies are there and they're going out to the north, to Dunn County and McKenzie County. But the ones that I feel are people in the know, they seem to think 9 months to 18 months.
What will the impact on the legislature be, in your view? What you know, will it prompt a lot of restraint on the spending side? Will it, you know, pare back some of the tax reduction proposals? What's ultimately going to happen just from the uncertainty of not knowing what that number is going to be?
Well, we're going to have to be very careful in our general fund spending. Now, I want you to know that we don't depend on a lot of the oil money for general fund. We do have $300 million that comes from the oil taxes that goes into the general fund. And we have some school funding that comes out of the oil that will go through the general fund. I am concerned about those two, and it will affect them. But we do have the money for the 125 mills that we took over. We had put the money away and collected it this biennium. So for the school funding, the 125 mills that we took over, we have got most of that money going for next biennium. So it's there. The other part, the $300 million that goes directly to the general fund, well, it may or may not get it all. We'll get some of it.
Well, you hear that mantra quite a bit, and I get it. But on the other hand, how many other things are funded that ultimately would put some pressure on funding needs on the general fund that wouldn't be there if the price remains low for long? And that's a concern, isn't it?
Well, 50% of the oil money goes into constitutional funds, and whether you put $200 in there or $2,000 or $2 million, we're not reliant on it right now. It will affect us into the future. And so, but those two are major. But, Scott, the one thing you need to understand is that if the activity slows down in the oil patch, we lose sales tax revenue, and we will lose income tax revenue. And so that would be my concern, that we want to keep as much activity going on out there as we can. Now, we know there's going to be a drop. There's going to be some rigs laid down. We want to keep that to a minimum. And so that's the key. And what's going to happen with the general fund? We're going to scrutinize everything, and we're going to be very, very careful about doing any sustainable spending that we're going to have to do.
Some folks are predicting, and in fact, there's testimony right now over in the Senate, the House Finance and Tax Committee, that Eugene Greiner is predicting that the price will be low enough that the trigger will take place and impact further the state coffers. What's your take on that?
Well, I think I would agree with him. We're on the clock right now. January 1, the average price from January 1 until the current date is below the trigger. So we're into the first month of the trigger, and we have to average for 5 months. We have to average below the trigger. And so right now we're on the clock, and do I think those triggers are going to kick in? I think there's probably a pretty good chance that they are. But I want to make sure that everybody understands that existing wells that are out there, the extraction tax goes from 6.5 to 4. It doesn't go away. Existing wells, I'll repeat that, existing wells goes from 6.5% extraction tax to 4. Now, where the extraction tax is zero is on brand new wells that are drilled after the trigger kicks in the incentives. What happens is for 24 months, there is no extraction tax paid. That's zero. And at the end of 24 months, if we're still under the trigger, they come back at 4% instead of 6.5%. And you might say, well, you know, that's terrible. It is. However, if that's what it takes to keep the activity going out there and keeping the sales tax revenue coming in to this general fund, it works.
Yeah, good point. And, you know, Lynn Helms has told us that, because of the new flaring rules and now the new conditioning rules, that is impacting things and slowing things down. So you've got that dynamic in addition to the price. So at that point, tax treatment may be necessary to keep some momentum and, as you say, pouring it to the coffers in other areas, right?
Right on, Scott. You're right on. I was looking at that the other day, and I thought, it's not only the price of oil, but it's the regulations that are coming that are going to have just as big an impact on some of the activity out there.
Yeah, in fact, Lynn Helms has already put some of the slowdown on the flaring, on the new flaring rules.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's already impacting things. All right, short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Senator Rich Warner, talk about other things that'll be priorities for the Senate Republicans. And just getting started. A lot to do over the coming 80 days of the legislative session. Any questions or comments for Rich? Certainly welcome here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's What's on Your Mind. We will continue after a short timeout.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of four Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Streeter, Underwood, Minot, and Newburg, North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2015 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are January 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Central Grasslands Research Extension Center in Streeter, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Underwood City Hall Meeting Room, Room in Underwood, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Newburg Community Center in Newburg. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Condell at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Part today by our friends at MyPillow.com and the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, to find out more about the 60,000 jobs in the industry, $30 billion in economic impact, and all the work to meet the challenges from the rapid growth that is happening and supporting that economy and oil impacted communities in every corner of the state. And as I mentioned, MyPillow.com, don't forget, if you use the promo code Scott when you go to MyPillow.com, you get the 2-for-1 original classic pillow deal. That's 50% off. Just using that promo code Scott, or when you call 800-506-9028. A few minutes left with Rich Wardner, the Republican leader in the Senate in North Dakota. Day one of the legislative session yesterday. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Did you hear anything from the governor yesterday that surprised you and stood out at all, Rich?
Well, not really. I think that, we've been very fortunate. We've been number one in a lot of areas, and things have been very good to us, and we've had resources to do these things. So we're a blessed state, and we appreciate that, and I think that he brought those things out. But with those things being said, and he's looking at the positives, we need to build on those. But as we move into this time, and especially during this legislative session, caution. Caution will be, I think, the main theme as we look at the budget.
Your Democratic colleague yesterday, Max Schneider, besides the oil patch funding listed as the top priority, listed two others, and one was additional property tax relief, and poo-pooed the idea of any other relief as proposed by your Republican leader counterpart, Al Carlson, over the House side to get to phasing out North Coast personal income tax and corporate income tax. Didn't like that idea, and but wanted more property tax reform and wanted it sustainable. Your take on that? Where are you at on that debate?
Well, I would say that when it comes to the property taxes, it's really hard to sustain property tax relief when valuations go up. So we have the same problem that the property owners. Property taxes belongs to the local subdivisions, and it has to be adjusted at the boards and commissions at that level. However, with that being said, we're willing to take some things off the table. We took 125 mills in education off. We might be able to take some more off that will not be the responsibility of the locals. We're also looking at social services of taking some of those mills that are the counties have to come up with to take care of their social services programs and take those off the table. But when it comes to what the needs are of the counties, the cities, the school districts on their part of the property taxes, they have to make those decisions, and the people have to get involved, as far as I'm concerned, and say, look, my property taxes are too high. We don't need this, this, and this. And so we talk about the people's government right there. It's right at home. We need to be more active in our local communities on that. Now, as far as the income tax, I don't know if we'll be able to do it this time. I think at some point in time, we will be able to eliminate or take the income tax and corporate tax to zero. The one fund that I'm waiting to get to a certain point before we do that would be the legacy fund. So we have the legacy fund to backstop and take care of our priorities and our needs.
What other priorities? You've obviously touched on a number of things, and obviously, the proposals you put forward before the session to address the enormous impacts in the oil patch are top priority. But what else? What if I had if you had to list some others that you will judge the success of this session on? What would they be?
Well, first of all, making sure that we have some low interest loans or money available for building schools in the impacted areas where schools are growing, and that affects property tax. Also, we need to make sure we take care of some other infrastructure called roads. Some areas, well, they tell me all across the state, and I've seen it, roads need to be brought up to date. If they don't get it from us, they're going to get it from their property tax. So, again, we are affecting property taxes by helping counties with their road needs and that type of infrastructure. And I see us putting more money there as much as we can. And then water systems. Now, that money comes from a dedicated fund called the Resources Trust Fund, which is oil money, and we need to continue to upgrade the water quality in the state of North Dakota. Now, out west in Williston and Dickinson, we're to a point where if we don't get more water capacity, we may not be able to grow anymore. So we need to make sure that that infrastructure is in place. Also, law enforcement. We got to make sure we help law enforcement not only at the state level but at the local level. And I'll tell you, there's one thing that is tied to law enforcement in our correction system, which is called mental health. The sheriffs tell me they spend more time transporting people with mental health issues to either to holding facilities or to facilities where they can be dealt with, and we don't have many in the state. We need to work on that, and we need providers, and we need the services, but we got to get the providers. So that'll be a real challenge for us to make sure we have a program that encourages people to become a mental health counselor.
Senator Rich Warner, appreciate the time today. I look forward to lots of chats during the upcoming legislative session, which we'll follow closely for our listeners. All the best to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Senator Rich Warner, the Republican leader in the Senate. day two of the legislative session. We're here to cover it for you on What's on Your Mind. Jeff sends a note, says gas is $2.09 in Garrison. By the way, I saw $2.99 in Steele. He says, no pipelines here, no competition, no excuses, maybe just no greed. By the way, the $2.99 was on diesel. $2.99 diesel in Steele, and he says gas at $2.09 in Garrison. Thanks, Jeff. God bless you, folks. Leon Francis for me tomorrow, live from Frisco on Friday.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.